sends a very, very strong signal that the government of the Republic of South Sudan under the president of Salva Kiir Mayardit is committed to honoring the role that the IGAD countries are playing in trying to resolve this crisis peacefully. And it shows the commitment of the government, that the government is seeing that there must be peace in our country, and that we can resolve our disputes through dialogue. So it is a commitment of cessation of hostilities. This is important because it will stop the suffering of our citizens, of our people that are being displaced through the action of the rebels. So I think it is a milestone. It sends a signal, not only to South Sudanese, but it sends it to the international community, especially the UN system, that the government of the Republic of South Sudan is a responsible member of the United Nations family of nations, and that we are committed to resolving our issues through dialogue. I think that is very important.
Dr. Benjamin, will this agreement allow for a political solution to the disagreement between the two sides of the same political party, the ruling SPLM?
Yes, indeed. It falls within the four principles which were suggested by IGAD as the basis for resolving the crisis politically, and that is cessation of hostilities without any conditions. Number two, the issue of the detainees, which is also very important according to the laws of the Republic of South Sudan. And number three, the unhindered delivery of humanitarian assistance. So now with cessation of hostilities, we will move to see what happens with the humanitarian front of that, in which case the resettlement and the support to all those thousands of people who have been displaced in their homes. So it is moving in that direction, because also this agreement contains something also on the issue of the detainees. There is also a move forward in that direction. So that gives a signal that the political settlement to this issue is possible.
How about the issue of reconciliation? When does that begin, albeit with the ongoing peace negotiations in Addis Ababa, where you are now?
Yes, as you know, the roadmap has been set clearly by our president yesterday when he was addressing the recalled diplomats of the Republic of South Sudan from over 30 countries who have been called back home. And they were addressed, and the president said, look, we have a clear roadmap in how to resolve this issue. One, cessation of hostilities. We look at the humanitarian issues so that our people suffering stop. Number three, the issue of the detainees, consideration of the release according to the laws of the Republic of South Sudan. And number four, the reconciliation processes, so that our people can also come together again, forgive each other and reconcile. So it is a part of the roadmap of the scenario of where we want to go, so that at the end of the day, the people of South Sudan can come together again and move forward to enhance proper security with stability, development, and peace. And I think that is the roadmap we are following as a result of the signatures that have been packed on this evening.
President Salva Kiir is on record to have said that he is willing to forgive or pardon his sacked former vice president, Riek Machar, if indeed he lays down the gun, stops the fighting. Now that this peace deal has been signed, is this offer still on the table to pardon him?
Yes, indeed, that is on offer. That is the nature of our president. He's a very kind-hearted person that wants always to bring the unity of his people. That's what he has been doing since 2005. Peter, as you know, he has been actually pardoning and giving amnesty to all those militias who were before did a lot of damage to our country. They were pardoned and they were given amnesty. So why not? His former vice president, who has been with his vice president for 8 years, by the way, as his vice president, he is willing to forgive as long as he stops this damage that Dr. Riek is doing in terms of stopping the fighting and using especially young children, the white army, to be exposed to unnecessary dangers of war. I think he means what he is saying, and that's why we say the issue of the detainees will be considered in terms of release and pardon through the process of the laws of the Republic of South Sudan, which has advanced so much now. And it is a part of this, what has been signed this evening, the commitment of the government in the direction about the detainees, including the personality of Dr. Riek himself, that the president is willing to pardon him if he stops what he's doing.